some business owners obviously would just say, hey, it's money coming in for me. And why am I going to stop a child if it's got the money? It's my business. It's keeping my business running. But also,
until
as a
something
business,
like this gets to happen.
Yes,
right?
As a business owner, it's your responsibility to ensure that there are no underage in your premises or on your premises and who are gambling. Quickly, let me just read some WhatsApp messages that came through. And okay, where is that? I lost my message. Oh, here we go. This is coming in from Kunda from Dollar, saying, story of Bonanza. If you look at China, it's the second largest big economy in the world, and young children do play games like that. all right, so that's coming from Kunda from Dollar.
Dixon says, good morning. Maybe BOZ should also regulate how long the coins are kept in these Bonanza machines. That money is supposed to be in circulation. Hamza says, good morning. Bonanzas have existed from 2013 and they have been left to go on for 12 years. And now all of a sudden, they're destroying the kids. If you want to know where the kids are, but they come up betting places because they are more interesting and entertaining. The council should close all gambling places or it will raise suspicions that it's the big players taking out the small players.
GSA
says the council should channel the same aggression towards the fight against junta because that problem is worse than killing our people. All right, you know, I didn't see all these messages.
I know there was something that Judy sent something and Rachel as well, but I can't seem to find that message.
All right, Avon says children playing those games are being molded into gamblers later in life. In the next 10 to 20 years, there will be more adult gamblers than now.
Mm. And then Irene says gambling is a cancer. Where is my message? You also keep coming through. Okay, I've lost Irene's message. But yeah, we'll be reading them as the show goes on.
Yes, thank you for your messages so far. We'll continue the conversation. But right now, let's get into our main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Ah. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headline. Smuggling of mealy-meal and maize into the DRC drops. National land titling target revised downward from 4 million to 1 million titles. And in global news, Russia and Ukraine to immediately start ceasefire talks. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Murando. Chililavombwe District Commissioner Precious Njekwa says the smuggling activities in the border town has significantly reduced as a result of intensified operations by the Anti-Smuggling Task Force. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Njekwa notes that while the situation has improved, smuggling has not been completely dealt with, as some individuals have continued to exploit the bush to transport small quantities of mealy-meal to Bilanga, an area within no man's land. She assured the public that the district leadership remains on high alert and is committed to curbing the illegal trade of maize and mealy-meal. Meanwhile, Ms. Njekwa has issued a stern warning to residents that are reselling the cheaper ZNS mealy-meal, with law enforcement officers facing challenges in instituting arrests on those selling within no man's land. She's urging residents to act responsibly, emphasizing that continued smuggling undermines national food security and the purpose of government-subsidized mealy-meal program.
you can't do it completely, because there are those who carry one bag, they use the bushes. So, but in terms of the people who use vehicles, who use trucks, that has reduced. And I'm happy that the next measure which we have is trying by all means to catch smuggling. So it can't be completely reduced, because there are those who pass through where officers are not there, those who pass through the bush and to Bilanga. Yeah, and also at times when we give the community milimio, let's say ZNS takes the milimio to Kasumbalesa. So our people, again, instead of eating that milimio, make their consumption. Again, they cut that.
The National Land Titling Program has revised its target for issuing land ownership titles from 4 million over a 7-year period to 1 million titles. The downward adjustment follows lower than expected numbers of eligible properties, particularly from Lusaka and the Copperbelt, which were originally projected to contribute over 2 million properties for titling between 2020 and 2020. Coordinator Emmanuel Tembo has disclosed that since 2020, the program has issued 125,000 certificates of title out of 226,000 offer letters given, covering properties in three provinces, a notable achievement compared to Zambia's historic total of just over 240,000 titles issued since independence. Mr. Tembo notes that most of the titles under the program have been granted to properties in informal and previously unplanned settlements, starting in Lusaka in 2020, the Copperbelt in 2022, and recently in Solwezi, while efforts are now underway to extend the initiative to the southern province. Despite the revised target, with only 2 years until its 7-year mandate elapses, Mr. Tembo tells Phoenix News that the program is now focusing on a more realistic target while remaining committed to its goal of improving land tenure for Zambians across the country.
And after having gone through the process that we've gone through here in Lusaka and Copperbelt, where we have envisaged a lot more properties, we find that the numbers grants so many properties. And the two major areas where we thought we would get over 2 million properties, in Lusaka and the Copperbelt. So for that reason, we are looking at revising the number from the 4 million that we initially envisaged to a number that we think might be more realistic. So we're looking at 1 million titles instead of 4 million.
The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU President Blake Mulala, has called on the incoming Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, board to ensure that all individuals involved in past corruption are held accountable regardless of their status in society. Mr. Mulala has emphasized that although the appointment of a new ZAMSA board has taken longer than expected, it is crucial that those selected work to clean up the agency's tarnished image. He has stressed that accountability must be top priority, urging the incoming board to fully cooperate with law enforcement agencies investigating past corruption at the agency. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mulala further states that there should be no sympathy for any wrongdoers, including former board members, once investigations are concluded. He acknowledges that the new board will inherit a daunting task to rebuild public trust in an institution widely associated with corruption scandals.
So we expect a new board which is going to clean up the process. And when we say clean up the process, we need to see everybody who is involved in, who has been involved in the past, to make sure that they are brought to book, regardless of their standing in society. They must be made accountable. We call for accountability, and those who are going to be found wanting, the law must give it to them. Because when they were doing these things, they were doing it on their own without involving other people. And there is tendency where when people are arrested, when people are jailed, they seem to complain and get sympathy from people. No, we shouldn't do that. We should not sympathize with the criminals. Call them criminals, they are thieves.
The Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia, PSZ, says Zambia's local manufacturing of medicine will potentially improve medicine security and reduce dependence on imported drugs. government has signed a joint venture with one of India's largest pharmaceutical companies, Akums Drugs and Pharmaceuticals Limited, to set up a manufacturing plant and start the production of about 150 drugs locally. PSZ President Kigan Mwape has welcomed the move to enhance local medicine production, describing